The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Glory restoration. Glory restoration. Open your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 and 41. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 and 41. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the star. For one star differed from another star in glory. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. The Bible says there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon. For one glory differed in glory from another. I'm here to tell you this morning that you are a man and a woman of glory. You must know that God destined you for glory. And I can prove that from the scripture. Romans chapter 8 verse 30. Romans 8 verse 30. Moreover, he that he predestined, he also called. And he that he called, he justified. And he that he justified, he glorified. So the end of every Christian is glory. It doesn't matter where you started from. God wants your life to end in glory. You might have started small. Maybe you are like me, from a very humble background. From a very humble background. Unknown father. Unknown mother. But somehow, gradually, God is causing us to move on in his glory. And for somebody here today, nothing will cover up your glory in the name of Jesus. I said nothing will cover up your glory in the name of Jesus. God is a God that loves to pour his glory on man. Now listen, friends. Pay attention to this message. It will change your life forever. God wants your life to enjoy his glory. And in Psalms 8, verse 4 to 6, Psalm chapter 8, verse 4, the Bible says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him." God will visit you today. I say God will visit you today. "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with" what? "Glory and honor. And thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, that thou hast put all things under his feet." So you are, that is your right. And that is what we are here to enforce this morning. When somebody dies, he leaves a will, then that will is enforced. When somebody gives you something, you can go to, for example, somebody buys you a car and gives you the receipt and the car keys. You can go to the place where they're selling that car and claim that car from where that car is. Friends, glory is one of the major things that God has destined for you. And I can talk about that like forever. You are meant to be glorified. And a scripture just came to my mind now. Just now. Also, open your Bibles with me to Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. On this issue of glory, God just reminded me this also now. "Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Jesus was slain. And he was slain to receive 7 major blessings for us. Number 1 is power." Someone say power. "Number 2 is riches." You'll be rich in Jesus' name. "Number 3 is wisdom." You will access wisdom in Jesus' name. "Number 4 is strength." Someone say strength. You will not be weak in Jesus' name. "Number 5 is honor. And number 6 is what? Glory. God designed you for glory. And of course, he designed you for blessings. Now follow me very carefully this morning, because I am so certain that this morning the level of glory of God upon your life and upon your destiny shall be multiplied in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, Matthew 5, 13 to 16, the Bible says, you are the salt of the earth. That is, you are the one that sweetens the earth. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. That is, if a man has lost his glory, he's a useless man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Say, let your light so shine before all men, that they might see your good works, and then they will what? Glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. So you are the light of the world. Your light is meant to shine. Nobody is meant to. He said, do you light a candle and put it under a bushel? I don't know. When you light a candle, you put it where everybody can see it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. But your light is meant to shine, and it will shine in the name of Jesus. In Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3. He said, for thou art a shield for me. The glory, thou art a shield for me. The glory and the lifter of my head. You are a shield for me. You are the one lifting my head. God will lift your head today. God will lift your head today. God will lift the head of your family. God will lift the head of your business. God will lift the head of your marriage. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Unfortunately, the glory of many has been turned to rags. Unfortunately, many people's glory has been massacred by the wicked. Unfortunately, many people's glory, they have poured acid on their glory. This week, one of our beloved pastors was telling me that he carried something in his car, a battery, and the battery was leaking. And then suddenly the foot mat of the car started to disintegrate. That's what acid does to destiny. When the glory of a person, when acid is poured on it, it shatters to many places. Forces that want to pour acid on your glory, it will go back to them and their children. What causes glory manipulation? What causes glory destruction? What causes the altering of the glory of a man? Number one, cause of the glory is causes when a man is cursed. When a man is cursed, his glory cannot shine. That's why what you must be searching for is blessing. Blessing from your husband. Blessing from your wife. Blessing from your father. Blessings from your pastor. Blessings from your boss. Blessings everywhere. Blessings even from your workers. Some directors of some companies are being cursed by their workers. Because they are hungry. They didn't pay them. You are moving in convoy. 7 cars at the same time. 20 cars at the same time. And then you owe 20 months salary. We have seen many things in Nigeria in the last 4 years. We have seen many, many things in this country in the last 4 years. Many, many things in this country. You see people collecting big, big money from Abuja, yet refuse to give people money as their entitlement. And they'll be working. And you say they should not be corrupt. Causes cause glory manipulation. It affects them and it affects their children and their children's children. But in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, if you are in Christ, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. For cursed is he that is slain on the tree. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. And he that died for us, that is Christ himself, removed that curse from us. And every curse under which anyone operates this morning, that curse is lifted in Jesus' name. I say that curse is lifted in Jesus' name. I say that curse is lifted in Jesus' name. The coming of Christ is to eradicate curses. One of the reasons why Christ came is to remove the curses and then to place upon us the blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Abraham will appear on somebody's life today in Jesus' name. I say it will appear on somebody's life today in Jesus' name. Number two, what is the cause of glory manipulation, glory covering, glory destruction? is compromise. A life of compromise. How can a person be going to brothels and be visiting brothels or visiting Babalawo, and he says his life will not suffer glory manipulation? It is impossible. They will see the glory. They will use it. They will even pound the glory inside mortar. They will remove it and pound it inside mortar. They will use it to mix pan the yam and use it to eat it with a fork. The glory of a person is always manipulated when there's compromise. The glory of a person is always manipulated when in the book of Judges, chapter 16, particularly the story of Samson, started from chapter 14, when the angel spoke to Manoah that he's going to have a son called Samson, and it's going to be a special son. It's going to be a Nazarene. It's going to be a special son unto the Lord. From Judges chapter 14 from verse 1, speaking to the wife and speaking to the husband. Then in Judges chapter 16 from verse 1, the Bible says, he saw a harlot, he went into her. And as he went into her, his glory was altered. And then Samson went to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto the harlot. As he saw a strange woman, he could not resist it, he went in. And as he went in, his glory was altered. I don't have all the time in the world to share the story with you. He eventually was grinding pepper for his enemies. They plucked his eyes. He died. He died mercilessly. Because he compromised the standard of the living God. And for somebody here this morning, every spirit of compromise is cast out in the name of Jesus. I say every spirit of compromise is cast out in Jesus' name. A person who has a great glory and who sees just free something on the road and carries the person. And at the back of the car, he does the thing and catches HIV. His glory is gone. His glory is altered. The glory is permanently dissolved. It's like when you put vitamin C inside water. If you do it like this, after some time, the thing will dissolve. The glory is dissolved. Your glory will be solid for life. I say your glory will be solid for life. No power will dissolve, destroy your glory. Did I hear you say a big amen? What causes glory manipulation or the stealing of the glory of a person? Family attack and bondage. Family attack. The Bible says a man's worst enemy is from his family. A man's worst enemy is from his family. If what a child of God is not careful, especially in this black world where nobody wants the other to go, especially in this black world where people don't want others to succeed, where people don't want others to enjoy the glory of God. See somebody in the family say, I'm just gonna be now. We know the day that she was born now. How can she now be doing so well? Is she the only lawyer? Is she the only doctor? Is she the only banker? Is she the only teacher? How can she be doing so well? Let us deal with her. Those that have vowed to deal with you, God will deal with them. I said, those that have vowed to deal with you, God will deal with them. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Those that have vowed to deal with you, God will deal with them. This is one of the major problems in families. You saw it in the life of Joseph. You saw it massively in the life of David. Many, their major problem is from their family. Especially if you are from a family that is a polygamous family, you need serious prayer. That is, your mother has another woman that your father is dating or is married to. You need serious prayer. One day, one boy came to me and told me to pray for him. And as I was about to pray for him, I asked him, I said, how many wives does your father have? He said, seven. Ah. I said, yeah, my prayer needs to be accelerated. That is, seven arrows from seven different directions. Because none of them wants their children to be greater than your own. None of them wants you to be greater than their children. I speak to somebody here today from any polygamous family where they are attacking you consistently and continuously. Today you are delivered in Jesus' name. I say today you are delivered in Jesus' name. I say today you are delivered in Jesus' name. If you are from a polygamous family, there is no way you will not have battles. There is no way you will not have battles. There is no way you will not have battles. Because every of those wives and all those children are going to different quarters. Different places. And from one place to another, they will see your glory there. Say, this person, is he your brother? That is the person that will dominate the family. Say, no, it can't happen. He has to be my own child. Those who have vowed that you are going to be their slave, God will judge them today. I say, God will judge them today. Did I hear you say a big amen? Also, if you are in a family that there is an idol in the family, there is something they worship, there is something that they always sacrifice to yearly, sometimes they even call you to send money to them. Say, please send money to us. There's something we want to do. Send money. You don't go, but sometimes, in ignorance, you send money sometimes. These are the things that covers people's glory. Can they ever in this world want to do an evil thing in my family and they send for me? Fire will scatter them in that meeting. You want to do something that is not of God and you send for me that you send money. Jesus Christ. I can't believe this. They can't even try it. They can't try it. Today, your glory shall be restored in Jesus' name. I say your glory shall be restored in Jesus' name. Number four, what are the major causes of glory manipulation? What affects the glory of a person? Satanic attack and satanic padlock. Attack and satanic padlock. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians 6 verse 12. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the major forces that manipulate glory. They can see it. I've told you something before, some time ago, that do you know that those who are in the dark can easily see those who are in the light? Try it when you get home. Be inside your room, put on the light, and tell somebody to go out and let the person be doing your hand like this, maybe 5, 4, and tell the person to be saying what you are saying. He will see you. But tell the person to come inside, you go outside, and now let the person be doing like this, you will not see what he's doing. That's exactly what happens in the evil world. That's why if you are not a sensitive person, you'll be too carried away in this world. And before they will know, they will get the person. Especially if the person is under a solid spiritual covering. The person is not under any solid covering. He's just moving from place to place, from place to place, from place, and use his head to carry cobweb. Satanic manipulation and padlock has padlocked the destiny of many. Many should have gone very far. They want a demon magolo. They put him inside a place. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 and 25, the Bible tells us about how the wicked operates, how men will try to do something good for their life, and how the wicked destroy it. Now look at this. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed a good seed. Wait, stop there first before we go to 25. Every man sow good seed into his own life. Every man will sow prayer. Every man will sow going to work. Every student will sow hard work, study, do this and that for his our life to be very good. We pray and fast. And do many things. But that is, they are sowing something good into their own. Let us look at 25. What happens like that? Now, but while they slept off, while they just dozed off a little bit spiritually. That's what the Bible is saying there, literally. Because don't forget, it's in parables. Say, while they slept off, his enemy came. Let me just rest small. This world is not jittering. I can't be giving myself problem. I can't give myself too much problem. And his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. He sowed good seed, but the enemy came and poisoned what he sowed. That is one of the major forces that affects the glory of many. Night attacks, especially when men are resting, when men are relaxed, when men think everything is okay, the enemy comes in and so tears into their destiny. And I pray for somebody here today, anybody secretly troubling you and sowing tears into your life to trouble you, God will judge them today in Jesus' name. I say God will judge them today in Jesus' name. I say God will judge them today in Jesus' name. I say God will judge them today in Jesus' name. And number five, where are we stopped under what causes glory manipulation? There are many of them, but you know, because of time, I can't go into all of them. Another major thing that affects the glory of a person is laziness. And this one is self-inflicted. 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 A lazy man will lose his glory. Always. Many have lost their glory because they are lazy. In Proverbs 12, verse 24. Proverbs 12, 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. In Proverbs 18, verse 9. He also that is slothful is brother to him that is a great waster. Anybody that is slothful is brother to him that is a great waster. Proverbs 18, verse 9. So if you are a person that is slothful, you are the same thing with a waster. You are the same thing with a waster. In Proverbs 21, verse 25, the Bible says, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hand refused to labor. His desire will kill him. What is desirous of will kill him, because he doesn't want to walk. He doesn't want to walk. He only wants to enjoy. And then suddenly, what he's pursuing will kill him. Because he will put his hand into evil. He will put his hand into bad things. And he will receive curses. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 18. The Bible says, by slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of hand, houses droppeth through. By slothfulness of hand, the building decayeth. By slothfulness of hand, businesses are destroyed. By slothfulness of hand, destinies are destroyed. You will not be counted among the slothful in Jesus' name. I say you will not be counted among the slothful in Jesus' name. Many use Christianity to cover up for slothfulness. Christianity is not a gateway to slothfulness. Anybody, male or female, boy or girl, that wants his glory to emerge must be hardworking. In Romans 12 verse 11, Romans 12 verse 11, we say, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, and serving the Lord. In Hebrews 6 verse 12, Hebrews 6 verse 12, it says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Who through faith and patience inherit the promise. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning as I begin to round up, pathway to glory restoration. How can my glory be restored? Either the glory was stolen through family attack, through friends attack, through family and friends, through any of the attacks, through causes. How can I restore my glory? How can my glory come back to me? How can I get it back? Because I need it back. Number one way to glory restoration is observation of the area where the enemy has cheated you. Observe it. Observe the area where the wicked has cheated you. Observe the area where the enemy has stolen from you. Observe the area. Maybe you are a person you used to do very well in business before, and then suddenly things are not working again. Maybe you are a person that several times you have tried to get married and something caught it in between. You say, this area, the devil is cheating me in this area. Maybe you are a person, you've had money before, big, big money. And suddenly, even to boast of 5,000, 10,000 is a problem. The devil has cheated you in that area. Maybe you are a person, you used to be very brilliant. Your mother used to, in primary school, you used to be the first term, second term, third term. Now you enter university, everything is E, as if you like egg. Everything, everywhere. What is the problem? You need to observe the area where the enemy has been cheating you. Number two, pathway to glory restoration is to make restitution if you are at fault. If you have stolen something from somebody, it's still in your custody, you return it. You stole money, you return it. You stole somebody's phone, you return it. You stole somebody's husband, you return him back to the wife. Anything you have stolen can never add to you. Anything you have taken can never add to you. Anything that you have taken illegally, you still have that in your possession. If you stole somebody's house, return it. Stole somebody's car, return it. Return it. If you want your glory restored, return it. Or you hold on to haphazard glory. Return it. Return it. When I was in, many years ago, I heard the story of someone that we went to school together, we went to polytechnic together, a lady who was dating a married guy. We went to the same polytechnic, very brilliant girl, was dating a married person after we finished from school. And the wife of that person, an Igbo lady, went outside to ask for help and kill that girl. Just kill the girl. Just kill the girl for cheap. In the night, she just shouted, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." He just died like that. Very brilliant. One of the most brilliant girls in our class in the school. Because she refused to return back somebody else's property. Person killed the person. There are wicked people in this world. There's people you meet with them. You fight them. It's like you are fighting snake. You know that cobra, the kind that my sister talked about that day. Those cobra, they are like cobra. Pathway to glory restoration. Number one, observe the area of life where your glory has been affected. Number two, make restitution where you have fault. Make restitution if you have to apologize for some harm you have done to somebody. Please do. Number three, pathway to glory restoration is stand on the word of God for your glory to be restored. Go and read the Bible very well and study the word. Find out areas where the word of God is saying about you. For example, in 1 Peter 2 verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Romans 8 verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? You begin to go and search for scriptures. All those scriptures that connect themselves together, that shows that you are meant to be great. You search for them. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. You are the head and not the tail. You begin to check all those scriptures out. You bring them together. And then your glory is restored gradually and gradually and gradually. You search the scripture for the promises of God. Number four, how do you restore the glory that the enemy has stolen? Be hard working. Be a hard working person. Be a hard working person. Be a hard working person. Either you are working for yourself or you are working in an establishment, whichever way, be a hard working person. Because laziness is what brings about the hard life. Show me any lazy person in this world that is successful. I've never seen it. A lazy person that is successful. I have never seen it. When people see people who are very successful, they say, this person is enjoying. This person is enjoying. He has money. Oh, she has money. But go and see the level of work. The level of work. The level of work that brings out that worth. No work, no worth. That's why people that are not working, people don't even reckon with them. That's why especially if you are a man, if people see you on the road, they will ask you, how is your work? Even before they ask for your family. Ishenko? Okay, family in call. They will ask for your work. When you say, me or she said, they will just, okay, all right, oh, bye-bye, have a nice day. They will just leave you. But when they see you going to work, either it is big work, small work, you are the one that thinks it is small. Do you know that there is greatness in smallness? There is greatness in smallness. Is it believable that I've worked in a pure water company before? Can you ever believe it? That I've worked in a pure water company before? It's almost like an unbelievable thing. How is it possible? I used to climb tanks. climb tank. It's all there. Even with myself, I laugh. It's unimaginable. But you, that's what is available at that time. Do it. Do it with dignity. The transport fare was not enough to get to place of work, so I break it into two. Take transport to the place, use leg to enjoy the rest. Today, is it possible to for that kind of thing to happen? If I stand outside there, now, there was one day where my car had an issue or something, maybe a flat tire, or I can't remember, and then I wanted to go out. I stood out there. Within 2 minutes, one car stopped and said, "Please, where are you going, sir?" I said, I'm going to my house. I said, I don't know you, madam. I said, sir, but I know you. I don't know you. I said, but I know you. Please, sir, come in. Wherever you are going, I'll go and drop you there. Somebody is here today. Your glory shall be restored. I say your glory shall be restored. I say your glory shall be restored. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? My prayer for somebody here today is that whatever the enemy has stolen from you through lack of hard work, you are going to receive it back in the name of Jesus. And number five pathway to glory restoration is prayer. 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 There is no level of glory that the enemy has stolen from you that God cannot restore. Nothing that the enemy has stolen. Is it money? Is it health? Is it your husband? Is it your wife? Is it whatever it is that the wicked has stolen from you, God is ready to restore it. There was a man in Isaiah chapter 38 called Ezekiah that the enemy stole his health. And the Bible says he went to God in verse 2, Isaiah 38 verse 2. And Isaiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed. Enemy wanted to kill him before the time. He prayed and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee. I have walked before thee in truth." And prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And in verse 5, the Bible says, "Go and say unto Ezekiah," that's God speaking, "Thus saith the Lord, God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer." God will hear your prayer today. May no wicked force padlock your mouth this morning. I didn't hear your amen. No. I say, may no wicked power padlock your mouth this morning. He said, "I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto you 15 more years. For you, it will be 100 more years. For you, it will be 100 million. I'm speaking prophetically this morning. You know, we are in fasting period now. So anything we say, it must come to pass. In millions of what the wicked have stolen from you, my God will restore it to you. In millions, the years the wicked have stolen, the money they have stolen, the blessing they have stolen, everything the wicked have stolen from you, it shall be restored back to you in a hundredfold. Let me hear your loud amen. Let me hear your loud amen. Take your seat 1 minute. So as you pray, you have qualified for glory. As you pray, you have qualified for restoration of everything God has stolen. I don't know what the wicked has stolen. Maybe your time, maybe your youth. Maybe it's as if you feel like your youth is being wasted. Maybe it is your career that is being wasted. I speak to you this morning that in the name of Jesus, you will enjoy restoration. I say you will enjoy restoration. And the foundation for restoration is salvation. No salvation, no restoration. Beloved, you are here this morning and you are saying to me, "Pastor, I want to pray this morning. But before I pray, I want to quickly make my ways right with God. I want to quickly ask God for mercy. I want God to have mercy on me. I want God to cleanse me from every unrighteousness. I want everything that has been stolen from me restored. But please, I want to quickly make my ways right with God first." Not that you are a bad person. I'm not saying you are a bad person. But you know in your heart of hearts that this morning you want salvation. You want salvation. Today is very important because we are having prayers. We are also having baptism this morning. So no baptism. Baptism cannot be done without salvation. You can't be baptized and then without being saved. You want to rededicate your life to Christ this morning. I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 3. Just let me see your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you just where you are. 1. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to partake in this blessing of restoration? You don't want your life to be the same again. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a changed life, a changed destiny. I want to pray with you. Lift your hand up above your head where I can see it, and then I will pray with you. Lift your hand up where I can see it, and I will pray with you. You want restoration, but you want to quickly embrace salvation first. You want to ask God for mercy. For any act that is not of God in the past, you want God to have mercy on you. You want God to cleanse you from every unrighteousness. I want to pray for you quickly. Two, also you are watching us on the internet from anywhere in the world. You don't want your life to be the same again. Let us know that you are taking this all important decision through your sending of an email to the email stated on the screen, or WhatsApp to the number stated on the screen, and your life will never be the same again. We are in a hurry to pray this morning. We have so many prayers to cover this morning. You want to rededicate your life, lift it up above your head where I can see it, and I will pray with you, and your life will never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Two. One more count, and I will pray. You want a change of life? You want a change of story? You want God to bless you like never before? I want to pray with you. God bless you. You are watching us on the internet. Let us know that you are taking this very important decision, and your life will never be the same again. I'm giving you just 10 more seconds to take this decision. As I'm speaking, maybe your heart is telling you, you are the one the pastor is talking about. God wants to change your life this August. That's why he's speaking to you. Quickly, 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 quickly. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious mighty name we are praying. Maybe you are watching us also on the screen. You are taking this decision. Let us know that you are taking this all important decision, and we know that the Lord will bless you and restore you in the name of Jesus. And I know that your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed as you take this important decision in Jesus' mighty name. God will establish you, and God will bless you, and his grace will never depart from your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we be on our feet and give him praise? Can we thank him? Can we appreciate him? Can we thank him for his love and his kindness? Let's give him praise. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Give him praise. 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 Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands and thank him. He's worthy of all our praise. All get it. Do, do, do. All get it. Oh my God! Oh.
What is mine? What is mine from your hand? I receive. What is mine from your hand? I receive. What is mine?
Somebody ready to pray this morning? You will say, every stranger, invisible power attacking my glory day and night, be paralyzed in Jesus' name. Every strange power attacking my glory, attacking my glory, attacking my glory, attacking my glory. Every strange power attacking my glory, be paralyzed. Every strange power attacking my glory, in my glory, you are terminated today. Pray. Every force of darkness, every satanic orchestration attacking my glory, in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
You can say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. How many of you believe you serve a God that answers prayers? Hallelujah. The Bible made us understand that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. The only reason why you will not get what you are demanding is when you don't make it an expectation. I tell you, if you come to God with a heart desire, He meets with your heart desire as long as you are righteous. Now, I don't want the devil to rob us of the answers to our prayers. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 66 verse 18, it said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, said the Lord will not hear me. Now, let us go before God and ask for His mercy. Say, Father, anything that will hinder my prayers from being answered, take it out of my life. Have mercy upon me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ask God for His mercy. Ask God for His mercy. Father, have mercy upon us. As individuals and as a church, have mercy upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Let your mercy prevail. Wash us in your blood. Make us clean as white as snow. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Backing it up with the scriptures, it said that if you confess your sin, that He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Therefore now I tell you, there is no condemnation. Let no devil minister to you this morning that your prayers will not be answered, because you serve a God who is a God of mercy. You have asked Him to have mercy, and His mercy is already in charge. Hallelujah. We're going to quickly sing a song before we go into this prayer.
God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious. This morning, He's my miracle worker now. Whoever rises up against
They shall fall. Listen. Every glory of my life that has been covered today, they will be revealed. He is the mighty God. He's a glorious God. Glorious God. Come on and say. Now you are going to open your mouth to the miracle worker. You will say, anything covering my glory, preventing it from shining, break by fire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you well. I want you to pray this prayer in a convincing way. Let the devil know you know the God you serve. Hallelujah. You will say, anything covering my glory, preventing it from shining, say, break by fire in the name of Jesus. Exercise your authority in Christ. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Break by fire in the name of Jesus. Everything covering my glory. Everything covering my destiny. The glory of my family. The glory of my home. The glory of my business. The glory of my ministry. The glory of my spiritual life. The glory of my prayer life. The glory of my fasting life. The glory of my devotion. The glory of my dedication. Whatsoever is covering it, in the mighty name of Jesus, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed in my fire. Be destroyed by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You can say better amen. You can say better amen. You say, invisible satanic hands manipulating my glory, wither by fire in the name of Jesus. Ah, Father, every invisible satanic hands manipulating my glory, I command them to wither by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shakwata prare prare ondora lega dadiano saha riprane prano satayaga repraso prada kanalade jata prana rabano reka satayaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, every invisible satanic hand manipulating my glory, wither by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, wither by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, wither by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, reka satayaba rararararo satayaba. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Your amen can be better. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now let me quickly give you an explanation concerning that the prayer points. Invisible satanic hand can even be on your identity. Hallelujah. My family used to be Salako, and God used a divine revelation to change it to Samson. Hallelujah. That name for us was a satanic hand. Because until I told my dad that this is what God is telling me, he said he has to pray about it. I inquired for history, and what he told me was shocking. His father died when he was very young. So his mother married somebody else. And when he went to school, it was their stepfather that took him to school. And they said, what is your name? He said his name. They said, what's the name of the father? And the stepfather put his name there, which is Salako. Now, what God was telling me was that, share you, what is the meaning of Salako? Relative of masquerade. Hallelujah. That is the meaning. And the Spirit of God started ministering to me and said, see, do you know that if a masquerade is sweating, nobody knows? So that means no matter what you do, no matter how hardworking you are, your work will not be appreciated. God also told me again, he said that, share you know, that the identity of a masquerade is hidden. People cannot identify you for who you are and what you are. That is satanic covering. It can be a name. It can be a word. They have been spoken from the pit of hell. I hope you get the understanding now. Speak this to yourself, to your family. Go down to your roots, to your generation, and pray that prayer again. And say, every invisible satanic hand that is manipulating my glory, wither by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic hand manipulating my glory, ah, Father, let them wither. In the name of Jesus, wither by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, rekasa prade de bo satayaba, rekasa prade de bo satoyaba, japrada de le satoya, yekata prade la, In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Holy Ghost fire in my spirit, in my soul.
Hey, Holy Ghost fire.
Hey,
in my soul.
I say Holy Ghost fire in my soul.
Hey,
I say Holy Ghost fire.
Hey,
I say Holy Ghost fire.
Manipulating your glory, I command them to be visited by the fire of the Holy Ghost for destruction in the name of Jesus. While still praying, he said, anything in the heavenlies, I can't hear you, anything in the heavenlies that is hostile to my glory, fade away in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Fade away in the name of Jesus. Everything in the heavenlies, I decree, everything in the heavenlies that is hostile to my glory, fade away in the name of Jesus. Fade away in the name of Jesus. Fade away in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is holding me back, whatsoever is standing as a limitation, whatsoever is standing as an oppression, in the name that is above all names, I decree, let them fade away in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let them become nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, Kaza, brother, de Lama, de Aradosa, Shakata, brother, de Romos, brother, Nikara, Jebraza, Tayaba, Yebraza, brother, Rimatoka, Hanaba, Jasata, Alaba, Repasa, Tayaba. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Hallelujah. I want you to decree, say, sudden darkness will not cover my glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yeah, decree, sudden darkness will not cover my glory. Sudden darkness will not cover my victory. Sudden darkness will not cover, oh shakata yarabaraba, rakatata. Oh, sudden darkness will not cover my elevation. Sudden darkness will not cover my promotion. Sudden darkness will not cover my revival. It won't cover my transformation in the mighty name of Jesus. Sudden darkness will not cover my home. It will not cover my business. It will not cover my family in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now listen to me. In Genesis, the Bible says, God made the heaven and the earth. Said the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the surface of the deep. But God allowed the Holy Spirit to hover over it. And God said, what you need to make that satanic covering and every darkness fade away is the light of God. And it comes by declaration. You have to speak it to see it. Hallelujah. Now, let's have an imagination. Imagine all that God has created. Imagine the colors. Imagine the flowers. Imagine everything. Now, picture the fact that there is no light at all. No matter how beautiful you are, you cannot be appreciated because you are not seen. Hallelujah. I want us to understand the essence of this prayer point. But you will decree. The Bible says, and thou shalt decree a thing. And it shall be what? Who will decree? Who will decree? Who will decree? Are you decreeing this morning? Open your mouth and pray that prayer again. Say, sudden darkness, give your way. Move away. Light appear in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every sudden darkness, I command you to fade away in the name of Jesus. I command you to fade away. Whatsoever I have not been making people to appreciate me. Whatsoever I have not been making people to see the glory of God in my life. Whatsoever I have made people not to deceive me that I am deemed for promotion. In the name that is above all names. Fade away in the name of Jesus. Fade away in the name of Jesus. Fade away in the name of Jesus. Rata tatareka. Jebrada baradosa. Maka prolelebo. Zebrata kayaba. Shakwata pralelebo. Indelebo satayaba. In Jesus' name we are praying. You say, every Goliath harassing my glory every day and every night, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Hey, Zabradaraba. Open your mouth and pray. Every Goliath harassing my glory day and night, I command you to die by fire in the name of Jesus. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. Hey, Kaza Bradose, Namanoloso Tayaba. Every Goliath in my life, every Goliath that the enemy has set to destroy the works of God in my life, I command you to die by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, Kaza Bradose, Reba, Jebrada Kadaradosa, Lemanaradosa. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. Some of us, because of the level of our spiritual life, We just get scared when they mention anything demonic or satanic appearance. Hallelujah. It is not about the size or the stature or the structure of the one that is against you. It's about the nature of the one that is for you. Hallelujah. The Bible made us understand that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. I used to fear before, not anymore. I used to be faithless before, not anymore. I used to be lazy before, not anymore. That is what it is to have a God that is reliable. I don't want us to pray like it's a routine. No, we are here for an encounter. And your own will not elude you in the name of Jesus. I say your own will not elude you in the name of Jesus. You say every Goliath harassing my glory. This is an inspiration from God by the servant of God. Goliath in the Bible was killed with what? A stone. Now we are using fire. Because this our time is the time that the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence taketh it by. How many of you will take it by force this morning? Now face every Goliath, even in your paternal home, your maternal home. Say, every Goliath, I command you to fall down. Fall down in the name of Jesus. Every Goliath arise in my glory. Fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Be consumed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Hallelujah. At an earlier stage, I learned that we should follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see God. And I was asking the Holy Spirit, I said, how? There are some people that don't want peace. They want wahala. He said, if it is not possible, I wouldn't have told you. And after a while, he told me again, he said, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes what? Even his enemies to be at peace with him. So it is very possible. But there are still some stronghold in our homes, in our family. Even there are some you don't even know. I was privileged to share a word with a man of God. And he was telling me, he said, do you know that I just finished praying for somebody? And in the spiritual realm, there is an old man that is using the person as a walking stick. Do you know what that means? You have to turn the person's head upside down. And you know, the leg will be like this. So they hold the leg. And that's how the spiritual elderly man was using the person to walk. This, and whatsoever the person will lay his hands upon in life will never prosper as long as he or she is still a walking stick to the devil. Hallelujah. Whatsoever strongholds that the enemy is using to manipulate your destiny, I command those strongholds be broken in the name of Jesus. I command them be broken in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, every stubborn family Pharaoh pursuing my glory, perish in the Red Sea, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every stubborn family Pharaoh pursuing my glory, in the name that is above all names, I command you to perish in the Red Sea, in the name of Jesus. Perish in the Red Sea, in the name of Jesus. Rakata brale rebo sata, je passe sa lika hande rebo, lisa ta pada rebo shaka, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. There is a God to answer when there's a man to pray. Lava de osoto yaba.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, my glory that was stolen in the night, in my dream, oh God, restore it to me. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. My glory stolen in the dream, Father, restore it. Leketa gaga garado kotople de kete geduko do predesh. Ela baba 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 barash raketa adira kakene boromo gozuzu. Every glory that was stolen in the dream, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. My glory that was stolen in the dream, Jesus, restore it. Restore it, restore it, restore it, restore it. Yes, 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 yes. It must be restored. Father, restore this glory. Restore this glory. Restore this glory. Restore this glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Better than the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every power planning to bury my glory, planning to destroy my glory, be buried in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every power seeking to destroy my glory, be buried in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Any power planning to destroy my glory, be buried, be destroyed. Pray.
Every power planning to destroy my glory, be buried in the name of Jesus. Be buried in the name of Jesus. Be buried in the name of Jesus. Every satanic power, every evil power, every power of witches and wizards seeking to destroy my glory, be buried in the name of Jesus. Be buried in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You say, my Father, my Father, my glory will not sink in the ocean. My glory will not sink in the ocean of life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
My glory will not sink in the ocean of life. My glory will not sink in the ocean of life.
My glory will not say in the host of life. My glory will not say in the host of life. My glory will not say in the host of life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. 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 My glory will not say in the host of life. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. One day, a man's glory was to be destroyed, and what they did was to make a padlock, and they conjured the glory of the person. They locked the padlock, and they went into a river, and they threw it there. I want you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Any power holding my glory, lose your grip by fire. Lose your grip by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every power holding another to my glory, lose your grip in the name of Jesus. Lose your grip over my glory. Lose your grip over my destiny. I want you to pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every satanic power holding on to my glory, holding on to my glory, lose your grip by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lose your grip by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lose your grip by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lose your grip by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You have to be more aggressive in your prayer. You have to be more aggressive in your prayer. One day, God gave me a revelation. He gave me a revelation. He said, what is the difference between a frog that is in the pool and a frog that is in the pot of water? I said, God, only you know. He said, set fire upon the pot and you will see the difference. After like 2 minutes, I saw the frog jumping out of the pool, and I saw the difference. You must be aggressive in your prayer. You are going to say, my Father, my Father, my glory, awake from your slumber. and shine. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. A lot of glory already slipping. My glory, I wake from your slumber. I'm beginning to shine. I'm beginning to shine. I'm beginning to shine. I'm beginning to shine. God has ordained your glory to shine. Our God has ordained your glory to shine. I wake my glory from your slumber. I'm beginning to shine. I'm beginning to shine. I wake from your slumber. I'm beginning to shine. I'm beginning to shine. I'm beginning to shine. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father, my Father. All my capture blessing be released in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Every blessing that belongs to me that is in the custody of my enemy, Holy Ghost, release them. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know the glory that belongs to you that is in the custody of your enemy. I want you to make a prophetic declaration. Father, release them today. Holy Ghost, release them. If the enemy could not keep the hack of the covenant, I see no reason why they should hold on unto your glory. Father, every glory that belongs to me, every destiny that belongs to me, Father, that is in the custody of my enemy, Holy Ghost, release it. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father, my Father, my glory, jump out of the cage of my enemy. Jump out of the evil cage. Jump out of the evil cage. Jump out of the evil cage. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know where your destiny, I don't know where your glory has been carried. I want you to pray. Father, release my glory from the cage of my enemy. Release my glory from where my glory has been carried. Every evil cage, hold them my glory in captivity. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Every satanic cage in my glory, break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Every evil cage, every satanic cage in my glory, cage in my blessing, cage in my children, cage in my finances, break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Lift up your two hands unto God. You say, my Father, my Father, every negative prophecy and pronouncement affecting my glory be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, catch fire now. I want you to pray. Negative pronouncement from the pit of hell. Negative pronouncement from the pit of hell. Negative declaration from the pit of hell. Negative prophecy affecting your destiny, affecting your glory. Oh yeah, break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Are you praying at all? Are you praying at all? The Bible says, from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Only the violent will take their portion by force. I want you to take your portion by force. Take your portion by force. Take your portion by force. Negative prophecy, negative pronouncement, negative declaration from the pit of hell affecting my destiny. Break by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. We are going to lift up your voices unto God again. Lift up your hands. I want you to lift up your hands. You say, my Father, my Father. Any parental poison. Any parental poison. Transformed into my glory. Drained by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Drained by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know the negative. I don't know the evil. I don't know the things that does not conform with your destiny that has been transferred via the blood of your parents into your destiny, into your glory. Oh, you are drained by fire. 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 trained by fire. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. God of Elijah, send down fire. 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 We are God of Elijah. Every evil in your blood must be trapped by the fire of the Holy Ghost. God of Elijah. God of Elijah, send on fire. 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 We are God of Elijah, send on fire. God of Elijah, send. Lift up your two hands unto God. I decree prophetically into your life and into your destiny, whatsoever is not of God affecting your destiny, affecting your glory, I command the fire of the Holy Ghost to drain them now in the name of
If you are clapping for Jesus, you can do it very well. This is our season of unusual testimonies. God has vowed to do something great in our midst, and you will partake in Jesus' name. Tomorrow we'll be having Thanksgiving, many Thanksgivings, and one of the Thanksgiving is a woman who was delayed for 10 years, and God blessed her with twins in the course of her service here. I want you to speak to God on specific issues and areas that you want God's intervention. Speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God. Specific areas that you want God to intervene in your matter. Specific areas that you want God to visit you. Specific areas that you want God to bless you. Specific areas that you want God to visit your life, to visit your family. Pray. Pray. Don't be quiet. Our God is a God that answers prayers. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. Shall we go ahead and thank God for this morning? Let's give Him praise. Let's magnify Him. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's appreciate Him. Let's thank Him. What a mighty God He is. Let's thank Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's worship Him. Let's appreciate His love and His kindness. He's worthy of all our praise. Blessed be Thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I pray for everyone here this morning that whatever thing that the wicked, the devil, family members, associates have stolen from you, they are hereby restored to you in the name of Jesus. Your time, your blessings, and everything that is yours that the forces of darkness have taken away in the night or in the day, they are hereby restored back to you in the name of Jesus. I decree sevenfold restoration in the name of Jesus. I decree a millionfold restoration in the name of Jesus. We will hear your testimony. I say 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 we will hear your testimony. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Did I hear you say a big amen?
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.